Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Samachay, Pesachim 65. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing what the Mishnah had said in the previous Daf, which our Mishnah had talked about the three groups that went into the temple to bring the Paschal lamb. And it said that there were three groups. When the first group went out, the second group came in. And when the second group went out, the third group went in. So obviously somebody needs to be first and somebody needs to be last. But the Gemara says the Gemara speaks not favorably about the third group. So Tana, we learned in a Braisa, he, meaning this third group, is Nikreis Kat Atzlanit. Is called a lazy group because it was lazy and it came last. Gemara says, but why? It's impossible. Somebody needs to be last. Somebody needs to bring the Pesach first. But there needs to be three groups because it says so in the Torah. Kaladas Israel. So my havelei lemeibad. What could they have done? So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Even though somebody needs to be first and somebody needs to be last, afilu hachi ibayelu is aruzin of shai. They should have been more zealous to be the first group. Kedetanya, like we weren't in a similar brisa, in a manner that's similar to this, that Rebbe taught, it's impossible that there can be a world without somebody who sells spices, who blow bursi, and we also need somebody who sells skins, tans, hides, because both of them are needed in the world. However, Ashrei Mishum Naso Basam, fortunate is the one who sells the spices, Vailo Mishum Naso Borsi, and woe upon the person who sells the hides. And the Karban Toda explains that the person should have had bitachon and Hashem and not going into this profession, which is very unfavorable. And so now the Braisa gives another example, a very controversial example, which has troubled many, many commentaries. It says, "Ef shalom bo'os charmavu and akevos." You can't have a world without males or without females. Ashrei misha banav zecharim. Fortunate is the one who has the males. Va'ilo misha banav the kevos. And woe to the one who has the females. So this is obviously a very controversial Gemara, which cannot be taken at face value. And so what is this Gemara about? So first of all, there's a whole line of thought that it doesn't refer to male children and female children, but it's symbolic of different aspects of faith. Some are for that the male represents the giver and the female represents the receiver, and it refers to maybe the performance of mitzvos. There's a whole line of Hasidic thought that approaches it that way. But even if we take it in a more literal sense, there's many ways to understand it. So, for example, one way to understand it is just the incredible amount of anxiety that was involved with having girls in the ancient world versus having boys. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufam Abiz, explains that the intent of the Chachamim in this phrase is because the girls cause so much concern for their parents, because when they are young, the father is concerned, maybe she's going to be assaulted, chas v'shalom. And when they are a little bit older, then the father is concerned, maybe she's going to be promiscuous. And when they get older, then the father's concerned that maybe they're not going to get married. And when they get married, he's concerned that maybe they're not going to have children. And when they have children, even when they get old, after they have children, then he was concerned that maybe they're going to go into witchcraft. And so that's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin says there are all these concerns about the daughters, which are even more pronounced than by the sons. The Meiri gave a different explanation. The Meiri says that we should take this verse, this statement literally, and maybe that what it refers to is when it says that woe to the one who has nekevos, to females, it refers to woe to one who has sons who don't fulfill their responsibility. And they are, in that sense, they're not acting like boys, but they don't fulfill their responsibility like the males. And fortunate is the one who fulfills his responsibilities. That's what the Meiri understands it. The Sefer HaChaim explains it differently. He says that you don't say that this refers to somebody who only has females, but it means his descendants. That's what it means. And so it says, fortunate is the one who has descendants who are males, meaning to say that amongst his children and amongst his sons and his daughters, they fulfill the mitzvos like the males. And like the males are obligated to do the mitzvos, the time-bound positive commandments. And woe to the one who has females, that even if it means to say that even though they have males, that they don't do the mitzvos. Like when women are are exempt from certain mitzvahs, and these and their male children take upon themselves to be exempt from certain mitzvahs, and they cause so much pain and distress to their father, and that's the way the Sefer HaChaim explains it. The Vilna Gaon gives a different explanation. Vilna Gaon says that when we see the world from the perspective of the world, it's obviously the case that from an evolutionary perspective, the world is better off with more females being born than males being born. Why? Because a man is able to spread his seed to many women. A woman can spread, can only carry the egg that's fertilized from one man at a time. And so therefore, from the perspective of populating the world, you need less males versus the amount of females. So from the world's perspective, you would be much better off with more females than with males. But from the perspective of the father, in the ancient world, keeping the name alive of the father, vis-a-vis his lineage, from the perspective of the father, it's more of a blessing that he has a male son, because his son is able to marry many different females in the ancient world and even biblical times, and all the offspring can be attributed to the father. And so therefore the rabbi said, fortune is the one who has the male children, because since with respect to the males, they're able to produce more of a lineage for his father, as opposed to the female, where the lineage will not be attributed to the father.